hell, where are those two? Organizing groups is like herding cats, isn't it, Vova? I know. I've been doing this for years and it's still so fucking difficult. But at least we have two new people who are going to join us in our efforts to take down Donald Trump once and for all. Perhaps we can get some left unity. Oh look, there's a knock at the door. Who is it? This is Ben and I'm here with Caleb. Oh, brilliant, come in. Welcome to the Fuck Donald Trump team, for lack of a better name. Oh, that's an awesome name, actually. Brilliant. So, how should we start organizing our plan? You know, Trump has decided to run for president again.
Wait a second, you're British. Wouldn't you be considered a kind of foreign agent?
I'm an expat, Caleb. I think it'll be just fine.
Okay. I know. I think the first thing we need to do is, consider the material conditions behind support for Donald Trump. Yeah, I'd be a foreign agent too. I'm from London, so I'm just gonna have to deal with it. Anyway, I think we need to look at the material conditions behind support for Donald Trump. We need to understand what the base is and not just the superstructure. Yeah, I think we need to go back to the basics. You know, Vladimir Lenin said... What? I don't think what Vladimir Lenin said is necessarily relevant. What do you mean Lenin's not relevant? He was as relevant as he was 100 years ago. Lenin's work is timeless. You can't beat the classics. Ugh. Aren't you tired of working with these bourgeois pseudo-leftists?
Who are you calling a bourgeois pseudo-leftist?
We didn't say you were, but I noticed that, what's that guy's name? I know we met you, Jack. I think we talked to you online, but...
Hi, I'm Vova.
Vova? That's an interesting name.
It's short for Vladimir.
Oh my god, you're Russian! That's so cool! I love Russia.
Vladimir Lenin was from Russia.
And there was no more important political and social movement than the Russian Revolution. And here we are organizing with an actual Russian. Isn't this amazing?
Thank you.
You know, I have an Ushanka.
I think I've worn an Ushanka maybe twice in the past 6 years.
Oh, I wear mine every winter. And it's got a big red star on it. Oh yeah, I've got a Ushanka too. Isn't it brilliant? Oh my god, we love Russia. Oh god.
That's nice. I'm very flattered to hear that you love Russia. Especially since Russia has pissed me off a lot lately.
But don't tell me you don't support the special military operation. Special military operation?
I thought we were here to organize against Trump.
We are. But you keep spouting bourgeois propaganda about the special military operation and about the timeless work of Vladimir Lenin. And we are supposed to be a leftist group.
How can you do this?
You know, if you're not a Marxist, you're a liberal, and you're bourgeois. What are you laughing at, Vova? You're telling us that you're spouting propaganda. What are you doing? Don't tell me you like North Korea, too. Don't call it North Korea. It's the DPRK. What the hell is the DPRK? Is that like Deepak Chopra or something?
Zip, what are you doing here?
I sneaked in. Also, who the fuck are these clowns? Vladimir Lenin? North Korea? What the fuck? DPRK? It's North Korea!
Stop calling it North Korea. It's the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. Or People's Korea. It's not North Korea. That's just what liberal bourgeois media call it. It is Korea, and it is the northern half of it. Therefore, it is North Korea.
North Korea. North Korea. The only people calling it North Korea are the people who don't approve of its government. Yeah, that's most people, because North Korea starves its people and is basically George Orwell's 1984 in real life. Oh my god, 1984 is an anti-communist tract created by MI6 to turn people away from a legitimate proletarian movement. They say Orwell was a leftist. No, he wasn't. He was just a liberal in leftist clothing. I know, right? Orwell. It's Orwellian. It's Orwellian. Oh, please. Orwell. Orwell. And who quotes Orwell? A bunch of old neoconservatives who hate communists. And if we want to organize against Trump, we need to do it in a way that is truly based on the material conditions that people are dealing with. Trump supporters are dealing with economic anxiety. That's just an excuse for racism, asshole. No, it isn't. How can you don't be racialist. You can't put race in there. It's about class, the class struggle between the bourgeoisie and the proletariat. And if the proletariat take control of the means of production, then we can have a free society. We can establish a dictatorship of the proletariat and get rid of all these class differences. And we won't need to worry about racism, sexism, homophobia, transphobia, ableism. All of it is subordinate to the base. And the base is the class struggle and the material conditions that lead to dissatisfaction among the proletariat. Yeah, you want to hear about the labor theory of value? No, I don't. I want to talk about how we can concretely... Concrete? That's a material Shut up. I want to talk about how we can help defeat Donald J. Trump. Yeah, we gotta beat Trump! We can't just sit around here talking about what next. You guys like Stalin or something? You already said you like North Korea. I'm surprised I haven't heard about anything about Stalin yet. Stalin is deeply, deeply misunderstood by bourgeois liberals. If you say the word bourgeois one more time. Bourgeois, bourgeois, bourgeois! Shut up, Zip. Bourgeois! Shut up, Zip. Anyway. Bourgeois propaganda likes to portray Stalin as a tyrant, but he was deeply misunderstood, and it was mostly his advisors that implemented the policies that are widely associated with quote-unquote Stalinism. There is no Stalinism, there's just Marxism-Leninism, which is built on the ironclad work of Karl Marx, Friedrich Engels, Vladimir Lenin, and of course, Stalin. But we don't call it Stalinism. Because anything else is revisionist bullshit. Trotskyism? Revisionist. And you guys sound like a bunch of revisionists too. But we're willing to work with you because we hate Trump too. Because he is a fascist piece of shit. For once, I agree with you.
But still, Stalin?
Yeah, Stalin. Anyway, Stalin took the Soviet Union to new heights. But all you hear in school, all you hear is just nonstop slurs and smears about Stalin. Stalin? I don't, please. You know, I had relatives who were terrified of Stalin. What the hell is this? You are a Russian leftist and you don't like Stalin? No, I don't like Stalin. I think he was monstrous. I think he was a totalitarian dictator. Yes, I'm a socialist. Yes, I'm Russian. No, I don't like Stalin. They are all equally possible. I can't believe you. We come here to organize with fellow leftists, and all we hear is a bunch of bourgeois propaganda. Bourgeois! Bourgeois, bourgeois, bourgeois! Caleb is right. People don't get Stalin, you know? Can you two shut the fuck up about how you want to fillet Stalin and get back to work? Oh man, these guys are nuts. Tell me about it. How did you even find out about our group anyway? Oh, we were on, I think it was like some Discord group, and somebody was sending links to organizing anti-Trump groups, and we thought that this group sounded pretty cool. You said you're explicitly leftist. You said that you were not interested in just
copying what CNN and New York Times said, and so we thought it would be a great idea. I think we got a link to it from, there was this group that was supporting the special military operation.
What? How do you find us through a pro-Putin group?
It's not a pro-Putin group, Jack. It's a leftist group that is opposed to
U.S. and NATO imperialism and their war against Russia.
You just called it a war. It's a war by NATO and the U.S. It is a special military operation from Russia.
If NATO hadn't expanded to Russia's borders, then Russia wouldn't have launched its special military operation.
And the CIA launched a coup in Kiev in 2014 that turned Ukraine into a Nazi regime.
Putin launched a special military operation to demilitarize and denazify the Ukraine.
Bullshit. I don't like the Ukrainian government much either, and the far-right problem is real. But the only person who chose to do this is Vladimir Vladimirovich Putin, and CIA did not start a coup in Kyiv. Is this InfoWars?
They're turning the frickin' frogs gay.
Shut up, Zip, again. They call me Zip, because they're always telling me to zip it.
No. Alex Jones is a fascist nutcase.
Yeah, but he's right about the CIA. He gets traction because the bourgeois media isn't speaking to proletarians like you and I.
You and me, in any case.
You know, if you want to get real news, I recommend RT, or Sputnik, or Telesur, or Press TV for proper news instead of all the imperialist propaganda you can find in the collective West. You know, CNN and NBC and the New York Times.
Ugh, the New York Times has got a transphobia problem.
As does the Guardian. Oh yeah, the Guardian's terrible too.
I don't like the Guardian either for that reason, for the transphobia problem, but that doesn't mean that RT or Sputnik or Telesur or Press TV are necessarily reliable sources. In fact, they're propaganda as well.
Ben's right. This is great anti-imperialist coverage that you don't see in the West.
Since one is anything from Russia anti-imperialist?
Russia is not an imperialist power. Vladimir Lenin says that imperialism is the highest stage of capitalism. Russia is not extracting resources from other countries. Russia is a petrostate that uses its own resources. It does not set up colonies in the same way that the Statesians? You mean Americans? No, Statesians. America is not an accurate name because it also refers to North America and South America. And we've heard from our comrades in Venezuela that you do not call the United States America because it represents an arrogant form of American imperialism.
But that's what Americans call themselves.
So? I don't care. It's imperialist. And Russia's not imperialist, though.
So, it tries to take over a country that it used to control. Since when is that not imperialist? Also, what happened to, you know, that Russian
shut up, Jack.
Don't tell me to shut up. I'm the organizer here. You're not going to tell me to shut up. This is my group, and you're...
Excuse me. I think I have every right to talk about how imperialism has...
And you don't think Russia's...
No, it's not. You know, not according to...
I don't give a tinker's fucking damn what Lenin has to say.
What do you have to say about this?
I'm a Marxist, Jack. My thinking... It sounds like you've outsourced your thinking to Vladimir Lenin. Or, well, Stalin, Kim Jong-un.
Kim Jong-un, he's so misunderstood. It's important to support actually existing socialist states, like the Democratic Republic of the Democratic People's Republic.
You can't even say the full name.
You just want to call it North Korea like everyone else. I meant the Democratic People's Republic of North Korea.
See, you keep wanting to call it North Korea.
I mean the People's Democratic Korean Republic of the North. Just say North Korea, bud.
The People's Democratic Republic of North Korea? The North Korean Popular Republic of... I mean, the North I think your bourgeois revisionism is starting to infect my brain. I mean, the Democratic People's Republic of North Korea. I mean, the, Democratic People's Republic of North... Ugh. I mean, the People's Democratic Republic of North... Ugh. I mean, the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. What was I saying before you guys threw me off about North... I mean, the DPRK. Oh, right. We were talking about the bourgeois media and great alternatives to it, right? You know, Sputnik, RT, Telesur, Press TV. Great stuff.
I know. Are you being paid by the Kremlin? Or Iran or Venezuela? You mean Vuvuzela! Are you being paid by George Soros? Comrade Lenin says...
Is everything you say just a paraphrase of Marx, Engels, Lenin, Stalin, or Mao?
You forgot Kim Jong-il and Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping.
Putin's not a communist, mate.
The only Vladimir here is to praise is Vladimir Lenin.
After all, I'm an MLM. Marxist, Leninist, Maoist.
Marxism, Leninism, Maoism is about as fraudulent as multi-level marketing. That's why you get screwed either way.
We just support Putin to stave off NATO. The Soviet Union fell apart 30 years ago. I agree about the other ones, though. BRICS and Belt and Road are going to revolutionize the world thanks to China's leadership. Oh, you lot.
We're sick of this bourgeois bullshit. We're out of here. We're gonna find a real left group. Bye, see you. Or not.
Good riddance.
Were those guys tankies or something?
Yes, Zip, they are tankies.
No tanks!
Ugh, seriously.
Who the fuck's Stalin? North Korea!
You mean the North Korean People's Democratic Republic or something?
Seriously though, fuck tankies. Tanks a lot, assholes! In the USSR.